And in Matthew 27, beginning in verse 32, we read, "As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. And they compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them, casting lots. And they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, 'This is Jesus, King of the Jews.' And two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, 'You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.' So all the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, 'He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.' And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. And from that cross, Jesus had one more sermon to deliver. Even in his death, he was preaching as he died on that cross. He turned that cross, being stained with the blood pouring from his body, into a pulpit. A cross that was meant for torment and punishment, and it was an instrument of death. Jesus had another sermon to preach. Those who would hear his sermon in his death included angry Jewish leaders who continued to mock him, as we just read. They included hardened Roman soldiers who callously carried out this crucifixion. Those who would hear him included the two thieves that were hung on crosses of their own along with him. These included some of his disciples despairing for the hopes they believed were being dashed by this man's death. There were weeping women who had traveled with him, who had supported him. There were his mother, and there was John, who was specifically identified, his beloved disciple. And there were many others who had come to see the show of one being crucified, hung on that cross. And the Lord's sermon in these last hours of his life consisted of seven short sayings. And at the end of that his sermon, at the end of this, we know of one convert. But as time goes on, we know now there were thousands that were to follow. Jesus' first thoughts, the first words out of his mouth as he hung on that cross, as we sang in that song, was, "Father, forgive, for they know not what they do." His first words directed toward his enemies, "Father, forgive." He had taught throughout his life, "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." There are many today who die cursing their enemies. But our Lord died as he lived, with love in his heart for all, that all, none would be left behind, as we heard from our brother Bobby this morning. He also said, today, you will be with me in paradise. The two thieves that had been crucified alongside Jesus had joined in with the mobs who mocked Jesus. But we read of one who had a change of heart and rebuked his fellow thief. He admitted his guilt and he proclaimed Jesus' innocence. And imploring Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Obviously, he knew of Jesus. He knew of his claims and his teaching. And this thief, also being a Jew, lived under the law of Moses. And Jesus told him, today, also you shall be with me in paradise. Jesus said, woman, to his mother, behold your son. And son, to John, behold your mother. Mary was standing near, as was the one that Jesus loved, the disciple John. And although in utmost agony, Jesus was mindful of his mother, and he committed her to the care of his trusted disciple. So we know Jesus had other brothers and he had other sisters. Why not them? Well, we don't know until later. The only thing we read before his death was that the rest of his family did not believe in who Jesus was. It was not until later that some that we know, find believed in him. And then we have Jesus quoting from David in the Psalms, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus, at various times, gave warnings to his disciples that he would be delivered up, and he showed dread of the cross, but the dread was not just the physical suffering, which was great, but it was the dread of being separated from his God, his Father. Jesus then said, I thirst. And here is the one time that Jesus pays any attention to his own physical suffering. He had refused the narcotic that the Romans had offered up. But he was given other vinegar to drink. And he said, it is finished. The work that Jesus was given, he had accomplished it. By his death and resurrection, he abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through his gospel. In his death and his resurrection, the law of Moses was fulfilled. And nailed to that cross. And then he said his last words, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Man is spirit, body, soul. Our spirits are a gift from God, as is our lives, the rest of our lives. And at death, the body returns to dust, and the spirit returns to God. So Jesus, in his last sermon, offered up that hope to all who would come to him. And we remember his death, with this bread and this fruit of the vine this morning as we remember these words of his final sermon.